Blog Talk Radio.
Your tax bag, that is. Well, this is Coach Adams, and you may be thinking, Coach Adams, what exactly do you mean? And you may be saying, I'm intrigued. Well, let's grow together and go on a journey of discovery with our special in-studio expert and explore this very question. Are you minding your bag? Let's lean into it.
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to jumpstart your week with motivation and empowerment. Your host, Shania Adams, she brings you the push that you have been needing. This will empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. When Coach Adams coaches, you win. Our focus is to get you to truly understand that you have a destiny, and that destiny is waiting for you to take the steps towards it. God is the light illuminating your path, guiding and directing each and every one of your steps along the way. Each week on Motivational Mondays, we come together with our global audience to engage on life's highway. We're on a divine journey together with Coach Adams. Our program is designed based on two formats of motivation and empowerment. Our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or areas of expertise, and our Shape Up series. Everything we do is designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally, so that you may be more equipped to work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and live your dreams. We sincerely value your participation, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment, coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather, we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Get ready, ladies and gentlemen. Get ready to be motivated. Get ready to be empowered. Get ready to be coached. Coached into greatness. Because when Coach Adams coaches, you win.
This is Coach Adams, and woohoo, it is Monday. For our regular listeners, you know that I am truly, sincerely, always excited when it comes to Monday, because I have the opportunity to sow into your lives personally and professionally so that ultimately you can win. You know, on today's installment of Motivational Mondays with yours truly, lifestyle, personal, and professional coach, master motivator, Coach Adams, it's time to shape up and win. We are in our Shape Up series, and I'm real excited about the subtopic that we're going to be taking a look at with our in-studio expert. Our in-studio guests have some great richness that we are going to get into, and we're looking at, are you minding your bag? And we have some questions that have been submitted, and what an exciting time. We have an all-star expert joining us here in the virtual boardroom today. America's number one tax and accounting strategist has returned and is back by popular demand. So you'll hear from our in-studio guest in just a moment, but let us handle some of our housekeeping that we want to share with you. You know, each episode of Motivational Mondays is without question rich and insightful. We encourage you, our global listening audience, to take advantage of our on-demand library. You know, if you have missed any of our past show installments, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available for your convenience online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia4u. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number 4 and the letter U. Again, our on-demand library is filled with rich insight on various subjects and empower you on your journey to win personally and professionally. Allow Coach Adams to set up the framework of where we are going in today's broadcast. You know, I will share with you with our in-studio guests for about 40 minutes into today's programming around our rich subject. And then if time permits, we will open our audience up, our lines up for our audience participation, at which time we welcome your questions and comments around today's subject. You know, this always lends to a more interactive environment, which we absolutely love, and we encourage you, our global listening audience, don't be shy, chime right on in at the appropriate time. So if you don't already have your pens, your notepads, your desktops, laptops, tablets, smartphone with your notes, your iPads, you better grab it so you can get the richness, a journal, so you can get the richness of what will be shared today. Before we jump into today's rich topic, we ask that you, our global listening audience, invite someone to share in today's show with you. You know, allow those cute little social media juices to begin to flow, flow, flow. Come on, come on. Write on someone's Facebook wall. Don't save it all for you. Send a tweet, a text, a DM, send an email, go old school. Send a message in a bottle of carrier pigeon. Bottom line, you get it, we're asking that you do what you need to do to share and to have someone to join you for today's broadcast. You don't want to keep the richness just for you. We would like to extend our heartfelt thanks in advance for your support with expanding our outreach. Why? Because we know we can't grow without Y-O-U, and for that, we say thank you. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, it's time to shape up and win. And I have to say, is there a doctor in the house? We have Dr. Cosette M. White joining us in our virtual boardroom. And when I tell you she means business, and she has been coined as the financial physician. Dr. Cosette M. White will be sharing smart tax tips for entrepreneurs. And I have to tell you, they're just in time for this ripe old tax season. America's number one tax and accounting strategist, serving her clients for over 33 years. That's a long time. Talking about being well-seasoned. Dr. Cosette M. White is returning to the virtual boardroom with us, back by popular demand. And I want to share another little few highlights, and we're going to bring in Dr. Cosette. Dr. Cosette M. White is an acclaimed 7-time best-selling author, recognized business strategist, speaker, real estate investor, and philanthropist, just to name a few. Dr. Cosette, are you with us in the virtual boardroom?
I am. Thank you so much for that introduction. Thank you. I so appreciate it. I am here.
Oh, Dr. Cosette, thank you so much for your sacrifice of time sowing into our global listening audience. You know, last week, of course, we had a rich time of sharing, and almost your full bio was shared, and we got into different aspects of that. So for those that may have missed it, you can visit the archives. But, you know, Dr. Cosette, one of the fun things that I like to ask my guests from time to time is if they were to describe who they are, who would they say that they are? So with that, who would you say Dr. Cosette is?
That's a very good question. So I am a reader. I'm very analytical, you guys. Yes, I do taxes, but I'm very analytical. I am a woman of God. I am a mom. I am a grandmother, too, a wife, and just a true, genuine individual that enjoys life. And I definitely enjoy what I do. You guys just heard her say 33 years. So as we were having a discussion a few weeks ago, is this a career or is this a job? So I would say it's a career, but just really love giving back to the community and serving. And I think I've been that individual, I think, since I went to college, you guys, always giving, always finding myself in the midst of helping someone for the better, to better themselves. So that's who I am.
You know, I love that. And without question, Dr. Cosette, your passion to and how you serve is apparent. It really is. You know, last week, speaking about serving, you served us some true nuggets. Okay, let me just do a quick rapid fire of some of the things that we talked about. And I may miss some things, but these are the things that I had my journal here, Dr. Cosette. I was taking notes. I was like, these are some good gems and nuggets. But let me just do a quick rapid fire. So a few of the things that we talked about that we really have to I have to say this. One of the things that you opened with was mindset. And I really appreciate it when you spoke about mindset, because the coach in me was like, okay, what? So you really set the standard opening with that. But then you talked about money is energy, the importance of your circle, appreciating money, taking financial accountability, stop mixing, don't you be co-mingling those funds, manage your money, being smart and wise with your money and taxes, maintaining good records, change your W-4. I called it a W-2. She corrected me. I love it. She's the expert. Solo 401k, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and et cetera. We talk about so much. You know, there was such great richness. And as one of our callers indicated, there is a light at the end of the tunnel. So if you happen to miss our last installment, again, just want to quickly remind you before we get into some questions that were submitted virtually, and then Dr. Cosette has some greater richness that she's going to share with us today. But if you missed the richness that was shared last week, hello, are you out there? Our on-demand library is available for your convenience at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. Dr. Cosette, before we get into the questions, anything that stood out to you that maybe I missed that you wanted to give us a reminder that we talked about last week?
No, I think we can just pick up sort of where we left off. I think you touched a lot of the main topics that we shared last week, that I shared with you all last week.
Excellent. Well, you know, we received a few online questions virtually, and so would like to throw a few of them out to you. One individual asked, what investment apps and strategies would you recommend to someone just getting started?
That is a very, very, that's a very great question because I get asked that often. And as I sit and reflect on apps, the two that I actually do use, the first one is Robinhood. And so it is an app for beginners. If we're talking about someone who's just now diving into investments, Robinhood, it's a simple interface. You can definitely use it. I also use Acorn, A-C-O-R-N. And these are apps that you could just download from your phone. Of course, research, read about them, find out about these apps. And I also say if you are going to begin investing, start on the conservative side just to get your feet wet, to feel what it's like. Always read, you guys. Always pick up books on investing. Pick up, even pick up books about what are some of the best apps. As we know, apps change from year to year, but those are really two that I actually use. Some other ones that you can invest in or take a look at that I did a little bit of research on, I don't actually use these, are Wealthfront. You want to also look at Betterment. I've seen a lot of different commercials on Betterment. Haven't actually researched them, but they're on the list of apps for beginners, and that's who I'm speaking to right now, my beginners. And then we have Stash, and then also TD Ameritrade. I did use TD Ameritrade. Actually, I have an account with them when I was doing some investing on Apple stock a few years back. So those are some for beginners. But always do your due diligence in anything that we do when we are putting money into investments. Remember, there's risk, there's moderate, and then there's low risk. So you have to figure out where you want to be. You got to also take into consideration your age. You got to take into consideration what's the end. What do you want at the end? What are you aiming for? So those are just some of the things that I want you guys to take into consideration.
I love that. Some great resources given, and I love that you said, do your due diligence, do your research. Here's some recommendations, but make sure you're responsible with the choices that you make. Then another question that we got was, what are common myths deductions business owners miss out on? I'm on the edge of my seat on that one.
That's a good question because, number one, there are a lot that are missed, but what I oftentimes see are the use of home expenditures. So I can elaborate on that, and I think I will just take you guys down the road for a moment. But when we talk about working from home, think about business owners in general. Most are not brick and mortar. Most small business owners work from home. So we want to make sure that we are utilizing the entire space that we can for our home. Now, the Internal Revenue Service is going to say an area that is used exclusively. So what does exclusively mean? We got to make sure that we're not talking about the area that's in our bedroom, the area that's in the kitchen. We want to talk about a room that is or space that is exclusively for that business. We're not going in. We're not playing games. We don't have our clothes in that area. We have business, you know, our computer, our printer, files, et cetera, whatever it is that we do. If we're a graphic designer, maybe we may have our art, our craft, but we want to make sure we pick up the entire square footage. Also, things that we typically omit, we forget we're working from home. What about the utilities, the gas, the light, the cable? What about the internet? What about the telephone? Remember, I'm one of those. I'm old school. I still have a landline in addition to my cell phone. So these are all expenses that we can write off, and they add up, you all. They really, really, really do. And when we're talking about every little penny helps, every little dollar helps for reducing our taxable income, home office deduction. Another one that we use it, but we misuse it, and that is our automobile expenditures. So we want to make sure, this is to everyone, we are tracking our miles. We are tracking our miles. A return that I was working on this morning, a gentleman said he used his car. He didn't have any backup to support it. None whatsoever. He couldn't even give me his receipts to show where he had an oil change first quarter and an oil change last quarter for us to pick up his miles. Well, what does the IRS say? We should have it written. It should be documented. And in his case, I would not allow him to pick up the automobile expenses. He didn't have anything to support it. So it's a huge write-off, but you got to have the backup to support it. Those are two. And then depreciation. I like to say depreciation, I term it as ghost money. And why do I say ghost money? Because we buy things. We buy cell phones. We buy printers. We buy computers, laptops. We buy electrical devices. But we don't take the depreciation on these things. And depreciation is one of those things that the IRS does look at very closely, but it's a missed deduction. Okay, so I just gave you guys three. I said the use of your home, automobile, as well as depreciation are three areas in which I see misuse. And I'm going to throw another one in there for you all. And I see it as a debate with some of my colleagues. And that's education, coaching, those types of things. I personally believe if you are hiring a business coach to help better yourself, better your business, allow you to grow, that is a business deduction, right? We're using it for our business. We may hire a coach, a life coach. Look at Coach Adam, a life coach. Look at myself, a business coach. That's to help your business. It's a deduction. Make sure you save those receipts so that you can write them off. Save as much as possible, right? We don't want to owe Uncle Sam. We don't. Not one extra penny, you guys. Not one extra dollar. We don't want to give them to him. So those are some of the
I love it, Dr. Cosette. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I love it. You know, one that I didn't know about was the depreciation, as Paris Hilton would say, that's hot. But I love that you stated with regards to the auto expenses, and I appreciated that you said this last week as it related to our record, make it make sense. And I love the wisdom that you gave your client that if we can't make this make sense, I cannot, you know, advise you to do that. Can you share with our global listening audience, what is your role or certification credentials with the IRS?
I'm what they call just a tax professional, you guys. I don't have a enrolled agent certificate, or I don't even want to say the word certificate because it's not. It's a course that we have to take, and we have to sit and take 3-part exam. Ethics, business, and individual. If someone is an enrolled agent, they can practice before the Internal Revenue Service in any state. I can practice in all states, but if it goes to court, the United States court, tax court, I cannot represent. That may mean you need a tax attorney, okay? And let me go down the different levels. We have our CPA, our certified public accountant. Our CPAs can practice on a state level. But we're in California, Coach Adams and I. That means is CPAs here in the state of California, we can practice, we can audit material here within the state of California. We cannot audit or sign off on any documents that are in Texas, Atlanta, Florida, only in our state. And then, of course, you know, our accountant, is the one that actually is behind the scenes doing all of the work and turning it over to the CTA or the EA. And then we have individuals that, for myself, for example, I'm accounting and tax. Why did I end up accounting and tax? My background is all accounting. I stayed in corporate for years, you all. But while I was in corporate, I did corporate returns. I did audit. So I have the best of both worlds. So if you're determining, well, do I need an accountant? Do I need a tax professional? Do I need an enrolled agent? Do I need a CPA? I think I just gave it to you. A CPA, like I said, they're state level. Some CPAs don't do taxation. They do nothing but audit work. So that's where I stand.
Well, you know, Dr. Cosette, I know that you are the award-winning CEO of My Financial Home Enterprises. And for some reason, I thought that you are IRS approved in continuing education or something.
I am. As I wrapped up, I said, well, I forgot that. I am, you all. I am an IRS approved continuing education provider. So what does that mean? For all of the tax professionals, the enrolled agents, even on the insurance level, individuals come to me for continuing education. Every single year, we must put in, state of California requires 20 hours every single year. Also, in other states, we have a requirement to put in 16 hours a year. So they come to me for continuing education. Even those that are looking to start a business in the world of taxation, they come to me for the basic training. California, you know, California is different, y'all. California is different on so many levels, but in California, we are one of the only states. We are one of the only states that require individuals to get 60 hours of education before we can start doing a tax return. Before we can start doing a tax return. And for those of you out there, if you, not if, but when you get your taxes done and you are in the state of California, number one, we are required to file all tax returns. We are required to file all tax returns. If you pay me, I better make sure I sign that tax return because in the state of California, they will come after us. That's called CTEC, CTEC.org. If we do not sign a return in which someone paid us and CTEC finds out, Franchise Tax Board finds out, we can be penalized up to $5,000, up to $5,000. So I can't even transmit a return being that I'm in California and not be registered with CTEC. And I have those hours recorded for our tax preparers with the IRS.
And did we say she has 33-plus years? Okay, anyway, let me stay focused. Dr. Cosette, that brings us to our next question, and I think you answered it without even hearing it, but I still want to bring it forward because it's kind of a very specific question that was submitted. And from each of these questions, I'm sure you can tell we have a broad audience from your Gen Zs, Millennials, Gen Xs, Baby Boomers, et cetera. But this question here is it necessary and or beneficial to file taxes from 2014 to now with a limited income on Social Security of $1,084 a month?
That's a good question. So that's a yes and a no. But the greater question is no. And here's why. Number one, if it's Social Security wages, and the Internal Revenue Service has not knocked on your door or delivered a letter since anything certified, then 9 times out of 10, you're okay. You do not need to file that. But I do want to make mention that Social Security is what we call taxable income. There's a misbelief that once we retire, we don't have to report income. And that is not true, okay? Social Security is taxable, retirement wages, are taxable, pension, 401k, all of those things, mutual funds, IRAs, Roth, traditional, those are all considered taxable income. So what I want all of us to mind is, when in doubt, if we're wondering about should I or should I not file taxes, always figure out what is the standard deduction for an individual. What is the standard deduction for an individual? Right now, $13,850. So if you made anything less than $13,850, 9 times out of 10, you don't need to file. Now, that's you. I can't speak on other things that may be going on, but based on the question that came in, that individual is a no. Unless they got something else I don't know about.
Mm-hmm. Right. And, of course, we're only, for our global listening audience, we're only taking the questions at face value. Dr. Cosette, if someone wanted to reach out to you, you were so gracious last week with giving your information out. Are you still open to anyone from Motivational Mondays connecting with you? And if so, how would they connect in?
Absolutely. So you guys can reach out to me. You can text Motivational Mondays. That's what you can text. Text Motivational Mondays to 805-832-0104. Make sure you just put in there your name for me. That way I know who it is. But the number again, 805-832-0104, and we can connect. And you guys can always follow me on every single social media platform out there for the most part, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, YouTube as well. You can connect with me and subscribe to my channel. And I follow up pretty quickly. I don't waste time, but I'll definitely follow up depending on what's happening in the week.
And I must say, Dr. Cosette is without question very responsible, responsive in a timely manner. And I do want to give a shameless plug that her YouTube channel, she gives some great nuggets and gems. So you definitely want to subscribe to her channel for that. And the one reason why I wanted to definitely point out and highlight, Dr. Cosette, the involvement of continuing education that you have with the IRS is because last week, you were sharing with one of our callers that you're all about education. You're all about educating us as an individual, and so we really appreciate that. The last question that we had come in virtually, and then we'll get into whatever richness you want to share beyond what has already been shared today, and if time permits, I know we have some people chomping at the bit, Dr. Cosette, to get in here live. If time permits, we'll get to that. But the last question, how can you refute and get back held funds? That one I found very intriguing, actually. I'm looking forward and saying, what's the answer to this question?
Yeah, that's an interesting question, but let's just think about it for a second, listeners. What are withheld funds? The withheld funds are withholding pretty much from our paycheck. When we go to a JOB and we get a paycheck, at the end of the year we get a W-2. And if you look at box number 2, those are the withholdings. And that's what I'm assuming this caller is referring to. I can't think of anything else, but that's basically you've got to file a tax return eligible to get a portion of those withholdings come back to you. Now, there are times where I may see that someone has had, let's just say, $1,300 of federal withholding. Depending on their filing status, depending on the number of dependents, they may get all of that back. If they're a highly compensated employee they may not get that back. It may fall. The chips may fall where they owe the Internal Revenue Service. So based on the question, That's the only thing that I can interpret. I can't interpret anything else. How do you get back withholding money held?
And I appreciate that. And, you know, before we get into the richness of today, because I know that in addition, you have some great, we mentioned in the opening that you seven times, New York Times bestseller. You have a number of books in the marketplace. Why don't you share the titles? Because someone may need to pick up a book that you have that would support them in being educated in the area that they need to.
Absolutely. So the very first book I wrote, you all, it is called The Best, and it is 31 Days of Affirmations, Wealth, Prosperity, and Abundance from a Biblical Standpoint. I encourage everybody to grab that book. There's some journaling in there to write down your thoughts. The next one is Unveiling the Mask. It is the ultimate guide to rebound from financial disaster. I haven't shared my story with you all, but if you go back and you go through last week's archives, I believe I shared a little bit of my story, but it talks about bouncing back. I shared my story of going down the road of being irresponsible, so to speak, and getting into financial trouble. But talk about a budget, a trust, a will, credit. How do you get your life back on track after you've been, in a storm? You've been in a storm. Now you're out of that storm. How do you live? How do you survive? I have a book on credit, building your credit, the three numbers that are truly important that we live by, 800, 700, 600, 500, 400. What is the number? How do you build that number back up? The most recent book, you all, is Beyond Numbers. It is empowering business owners through tax planning. And then the one before that is Tax Strategies for Small Business Owners. These are both great books, both great books. If you are a business owner, you want to learn how to set up your limited liability company. You want to look at how to start your business from the LLC to the financials. Any of the books, the ABCs of Starting the Business is the name of it. They're all on Amazon.com. All you need to do on the search engine is just put in Dr. Cosette M. White, and Cosette is spelled C-O-Z as in zebra, E-T-T-E, and then M, my middle initial, and White, Dr. Cosette M. White, and the books are there. Some of them are on Kindle version, and others are actual live books that you can purchase, and rich books, valuable information, evergreen, too, evergreen. So, yeah. Oh, wait, but I forgot. Let me see. What's that? Oh, but it doesn't stop there. For our children. For our children, our moms and dads and aunts and uncles and teachers and counselors who may be on the line listening, I do have some children's books. The first one is The ABCs of Financial Literacy, and it goes through our ABCs, talking about stocks, bonds, investment, mortgage, deeds, the alphabet. And so it's great for our grade school children, maybe some are adults. And then there's another one, Cozy's Coin Counting Adventure. And again, these are for our youth. We have coloring books for our young adults or young children on affirmation, on STEM, science, technology, engineer, mathematics, just to help our youth. Our youth are lost when it comes to financial literacy, and we need to build the foundation while they are young. Otherwise, I hate to say it, but they will grow up just like some of us, not, savvy when it comes to money, not understanding how to invest, not understanding how to go into the bank and what's a routing number, what's an account number. We take it for granted because we are adults. We probably have had some stumbling blocks, but our children, our youth, need the financial literacy. So those are the books, you guys. Head over to Amazon.com.
Go on over to Amazon.com. And, the reason why I wanted you to share the different book resources that you have available is because, like you said, so many of us, and starting with our youth, we don't have the education. You know, I think about my early story concerning credit. In my early 20s, I started applying and, you know, getting these credit cards, and everybody was giving me the credit cards. I'm like, hey! But I didn't know the value at that time of credit. I didn't know the value. And ended up having to file bankruptcy to get from under all of that and, you know, recover and all of that. And so, and that's not a bad reflection on my family. You know, people share what they know to share and give insight around that. And so that was an area where the literacy was not given. And so I thank you for the work that you're doing. I am sitting here, Dr. Cosette. I have my journal and my pen. I'm ready. What insight in these minutes that we have that would you like to build on as we, you know, mind our bag per se in this, you know, very heightened tax season? Any additional insight that you would like to give us? I'm ready. I don't know about our global listening audience, but I am ready.
Yes, I want to piggyback real quick because there's one book that just popped up, and that's for those of you that are the women out there that go to work and you have the 9-to-5. I did write a book on how to negotiate in corporate America before I get into taxes. One thing that I do know, working in corporate America for years and working closely with, of course, I was over the accounting department most of the time, but working with our payroll department and working with HR. Ladies, you got to negotiate when you get on these jobs. You can get more out of these jobs, but most of us don't know how to negotiate. We don't know how to ask for the bag. There are plenty of times when we have these key executives come in, and instead of getting the standard 2 weeks of vacation time or a week vacation time, they may come in getting 3 weeks vacation, 4 weeks vacation. To me, that equates to money, because if you need to take time off, that's money. When you leave a job, they have to pay you that vacation time, that PTO time. When I left corporate America, yes, I'm a few that had, I had 205 hours. So all of that 205 hours got paid out, okay? That was a strategy. That was a strategy when I left corporate America, my stack of money. But grab that book, Negotiating How to Win in Corporate America. But as we talk about taxes, you all, we are down to the last 30 days before taxes are due. We're talking about our individual taxes, and we're talking about our corporate taxes. We also have a state and trust that are also due April 15th. What I want you guys to know right now, if you haven't started, if you're procrastinating, if you're waiting, just do it. I'm speaking from the heart right now. I can tell you there is someone on this call that is listening to us right now. And this is what I'm seeing in the industry. We're holding on to 2 years. We're holding on to 3 years of returns, you all. 21, 22, and 23 is what I have really been seeing coming to my office all this year. Why? We went through COVID. Individuals got PPP. Individuals got EIDL loans. Individuals did things. Okay, let's just say they did things. Maybe they got unemployment. And so they're in a predicament right now where they owe, and they're afraid to face the music. Go ahead, get it done. If you find that you have a situation whereby you owe the Internal Revenue Service, I want to say this to everybody that's listening. It is not the end of the world. It's not the end of the world. They're not going to come and take everything you got. All you need to do is set yourself on a payment plan with the Internal Revenue Service. Gather all 3 years. Get them done. If it turns out you owe $10,000, $5,000, $20,000, I don't care what the number looks like. Get yourself on a payment plan and commit to making a monthly payment to the Internal Revenue Service so that they can stay off of your back, okay? But when you avoid it, you're asking the Internal Revenue, or you saying to the Internal Revenue Service, I don't care, do what you got to do, okay? The Internal Revenue Service works with us as taxpayers. We have rights as taxpayers and the IRS can only, they can only do so much, okay? I don't want everybody to have this misconception of, well, do you think I can do an offer and compromise? An OIC is what it's referred to. You may not qualify for an offer and compromise, okay? There are certain standards, there are certain guidelines that the Internal Revenue Service looks at. There are certain household expenditures that they will allow. I can't just situation and say you make $50,000 a year and you don't have any disposable income. I can't say, well, I can't even attempt to inflate your rent. You know why? Because there's an allowance there's a threshold depending on which region we're in, West Coast, East Coast, South, Central region, as to what they will allow, okay? So I don't want you guys to just think, sweep it under the rug, it'll go away. It will not go away. The only thing that's going to go away is the caller that asked about their 2014 wages that they need to file from 2014 to current. You see, the IRS hasn't sent them any letters probably because it's not important. The IRS has all of our wages, all of our income, all of our interest recorded. All of you who are listening to the sound of my voice right now, you can go to the IRS right now. And I encourage all of you to do this. Go to the IRS, set up an ID.me account, request a transcript, wages transcript is what I need you guys to do, a wages transcript, and it's going to tell who you work for, the amount of money they gave you, if you had mortgage interest, if you had dividends, retirement. Is going to list all of your income for the year, and that's what you need to report if you are 3 to 2 years, however long you haven't filed those returns. I know there's somebody listening. That's all I've been seeing all tax season, and I'm being very honest and very sincere. So if it's you, just be responsible. It's probably something that's weighing heavy on your heart. You're probably like, let me get these taxes done, but you're putting it off. You're putting it off. Just do it, as Nike says. Just do it. You'll feel a lot better about yourself, and that's my 2 cents on that. Planning-wise.
Well, so wait, Dr. Covet, so you're telling us get our head, don't be the ostrich, get our head out of the sand. I just had to throw that
get
in.
Out of,
okay.
Get out. And I know that it's a lot out there. You know why I know? Because I've been in this industry long enough, and since COVID, this industry has been up and down. We as tax professionals have seen less individuals filing returns on time and then coming to us in subsequent years with multiple tax returns. So I know there's somebody on out there that's like, she's talking to me, but I'm not going to say nothing.
And, you know, the thing about it is the reason why this subject was so important for me to bring to Motivational Mondays is because I deal primarily with business owners, entrepreneurs, those that are fighting to birth their vision and live that out. And so I knew that the insight as the expert that you are to bring would really support individuals. And I'm sure there are, like you said, those that are listening in that, you know, are struggling because they were like, oh, my gosh, I don't have this money that I anticipate I owe because of where things have been from 2020 to date, the inconsistencies and all of that. So thank you so much, Dr. Covet, for your insight that you've shared. I know you were going into a different area that you wanted to give us some jewels on, so please feel free. I have my pen and notepad ready.
I just want to say to our all of you, this just happened just last week. Take the time to do some strategy with whoever it is that's doing your taxes, your accounting. Plan plan ahead of time. I had a client in 2023, last year around this time when I completed her return, and she's okay if I reveal her name, but Ms. Williams, she owed between the Franchise Tax Board and the IRS close to $100,000. Moving, and not really watching or managing truly where she was. She knew she was bringing in the revenue, but she didn't realize that it had come in so fast, and she had not been paying estimated taxes. Yes, some of us may say, well, that sounds like a good thing to have, to be, you know, have the revenue coming in, but no one has that kind of money to give away. We work too hard to throw away $100,000. So this year when I completed her return, she owed, I think it was close to $17,000 between the IRS and Franchise Tax Board. Okay, that's not too bad for making $2 million, right? But what we did, you all, we set down all of 2023 in strategy. That's all Ms. Williams and I did, was strategy. I put her in a 401k plan. I had her put her employees, which was not too many, on payroll and stop having them as a 1099. We implemented a few other things in her organization. But let me just say this. The solo 401k, the same thing we go to work, we contribute to our 401k. Our employer contributes to the 401k. The employer is writing that off. So guess what? As a solo 401k holder, if she matches 1,000, if she puts in 1,000 and her employer, which is her company, puts in 1,000, that's $2,000 that she's contributing to her retirement every single month. And half of that is a tax deduction, meaning she could put it into 1,000. Half of that, she's able to write that off as a tax deduction. So I want us to make sure that when we finally start getting things in order, do some strategy, you guys. You hear us on social media. You've heard us say plan. And if you grab either of the books that I spoke about, Beyond Numbers, which is empowering business owners through tax planning, or Tax Strategies for Small Business Owners, there's a lot of strategies in there that we all can take advantage of. I'm going to say one more thing because I know we're getting close to the top of the hour. Augusta Rule. I don't know if any of you know about the Augusta Rule, depending on your entity structure, but let's think about what does the Augusta Rule say. The Augusta Rule says, in mortar, and you have your home or you're renting, it says primary residence, so rent a home, then I can rent my home out to my company for 14 days out of the year. My company can pay me, let's say the fair market value is $1,000. My company is going to pay me $14,000 just because I rented out my home to hold a business meeting 14 days out of the year. That money is non-taxable income to me, $14,000, eligible to write off the $14,000, reducing what I owe Uncle Sam. I put $14,000 in my pocket over here, but on the flip side, my company, I work for them, I'm eligible to write off and reduce the $14,000 or whatever that number looks like. So there are a lot of things that we as taxpayers don't know, and that's why you need to rely on experts who know about strategy. And I'm so sincere, you guys. Not all of my colleagues know about strategy. All of them don't know about the tax deductions. If you go through them, what they're going to tell you, oh, put more into your 401k at work so that you can reduce that taxable income, change your withholdings at work to single and zero. That's pretty much what they're going to tell you. They're not going to tell you some of the things that I've learned over the years, okay? So I know we don't have a lot of time. As you guys probably have figured out, I am a talker, and I can talk your ear off when it comes about taxes and money. But I'm going to back over to Coach Adams.
That is the passion speaking. We will try to sneak in a guest who may be listening in and has a question. So we'll open the lines up for the next couple of minutes. So if you have a question, you got to press one quickly. We have to keep it concise because we do only have a couple of minutes. But if you don't have an opportunity to get your question answered live and you would like to continue this conversation through our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum, you can submit your question there and I will tag Dr. Cosette in your question. All are welcome in our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum, and this is where we can continue the dialogue. So again, press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue if you have a question. And, of course, we have a caller. Bringing in our caller, area code 310-8171. You may recognize his voice, Dr. Cosette, I think. Let's see.
Yes. Excuse my background, may have a little person back here, but I just wanted to quickly say once again, thank you both, Coach Adams, and thank you, Dr. Cosette. I just want to let everybody know that I was the caller that talked to her last week, and Dr. Cosette was so quick to getting back to me. We set up a meeting that night for the next day, and all, I'm going to use your word there, Coach Adams, all the richness that she gave me so much peace, and she knows exactly what she's talking about. So I want to thank you, Dr. Cosette. Really appreciate it. I'm almost done with my portion to send to you, by the way. And I really appreciate all the knowledge that you gave me. You gave me a free education. Thank you for not charging me for that. Oh, I got to go be daddy now.
You're welcome.
Thank you both so much. God bless.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And thank you. So appreciate you. Press 1 to remove yourself from the queue. Again, our lines are open just for another couple of minutes. If you have a question or a comment, you can press 1 on your telephone keypad. In the meantime, because we are at that stage of closing out, Dr. Cosette, in conclusion, any final thoughts that you have for us that you would like to share as we close out today's installment of Motivational Mondays presented by Inspired Media for you?
Well, since we were talking about 3 years and holding on to, I'm going to say financial baggage, so to speak, what I want for you guys to do is just eliminate it. If you are one of those that you have some baggage and you're holding on to it, situation, identify the problem and then work on it, okay? Accept the situation, identify the problem, stop wasting time and work on it. Okay. I also say to everybody, I say this on every interview, invest in yourself. Put 10% of what you make back into some type of savings. Yes, I want us to tithe, but I also want us to pay ourselves first, and that means put something away in a savings vehicle for yourself. Okay? Those are my final words, and get those taxes done.
Yes. Thank you so much, Dr. Cosette. All right, everybody, let's get these taxes done. Well, we want to thank you so much for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams and our dynamo expert in studio guest, Dr. Cosette M. White. Can't thank you enough for sowing into our global listening audience. Know that we are here for you every week, giving you that jump start to start your week here on Motivational Mondays as a part of my full circle of empowerment that I have available for you. And it starts every Monday with Motivational Monday. We want to thank you so much for tuning in, our global listening audience. We appreciate you. If you would like to learn more about Coach Adams, visit coachadams.com, coachadams.com. Know that whatever situation you may find yourself in, you always have the opportunity for change. You do not have to stay exactly where you are. It's within your power and capacity to shift the dynamics of where you are and get different results. That's up to you, but it's in your power. and you have to make a difficult decision, get your head out of the sand. You cannot be the ostrich in the sand thinking that, oh, I'll ignore it. So if you want different results, and be reminded that our tax expert said you can write off coaching because that's continuing education for your life and business. So you can text or call 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101 if you would like to join in partnership with Coach Adams in this now season. Would love to add you to our practice. Other than that, we look forward to connecting with you next week. We have some rich empowerment on next week. So set your timer. Tune in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams.